Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got huge news today, and it's good. I won't keep you in suspense. Let's get to it. Forward United has released a new letter to Congress written by James Treacle, and it is hands down the best draft letter I've seen by a country mile. It's so good that I feel the need to read it to you. Quote, "As we enter this second Great Depression, it's more important than ever that we return to the principles on which this country was founded. We need to embrace policies that create American jobs, especially small businesses, and that boost consumption of American goods. The founding fathers, in their wisdom, saw a way to accomplish this goal using the engine of capitalism and the genius of democracy." In his 1797 essay, Agrarian Justice, Founding Father Thomas Paine made the case for a citizen's dividend, an unconditional, universal basic income. Why? Because he saw that the promise of the American Revolution depended on every citizen having the power to own property and build their own businesses. Over 160 years later, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called for all Americans to support finally passing this citizen's dividend into law. He called it the guaranteed minimum income. The genius of Paine's and King's vision is that it supercharges capitalism. This isn't some high-minded ideal, it's a proven fact, as demonstrated over decades and around the world in UBI pilots. From Kenya to India, Namibia to Canada, and Finland to California, we've seen the real impacts of unconditional economic security, job creation, higher wages, relationship stability, even reduced crime. There's a reason that many of Americans and the world's greatest captains of industry, from Jeff Bezos to Elon Musk, support UBI. There's a reason that one of the greatest minds in history, Stephen Hawking, supported UBI. Because nothing nurtures achievement in business, art, or science quite like basic economic security. In this country, we have spent trillions on public education, creating a nation of dreamers. Universal basic income would turn those dreamers into builders. It would unleash a wave of entrepreneurship this country has never seen. Do we have faith in the American people such that, if given capital and the opportunity, they will pursue their dreams? I leave it to Congress to decide. To make America great again, and indeed greater than it ever has been, we must invest in every American citizen. We must stop relying on conditional, stigmatized welfare programs. We must stop expecting people to work 3 minimum wage jobs and still have time to not only raise a family, but to innovate. We must make Thomas Paine's vision of a citizen's dividend an American inheritance. The amount of such a payment we leave to economists. Basic income experiments around the world have shown that the amount doesn't need to be great, just enough to make a difference. Rest assured, however, that without UBI, the America that the founding fathers dreamed of will remain just a dream. It is your duty to do right by them, by the people, and by God Almighty, to pass a basic income and make America the world's greatest economic superpower again. We await your response. End quote. Whew, gives me the chills, it's so good. You absolutely knocked it out of the park on this one, James. Fantastic work. Don't forget to follow the link and send your letter, gang. And Income Movement will have a new letter out as well. Ali Velshi once again used his platform in the belly of the beast of MSNBS to fight the good fight and champion UBI. He had an almost 8-minute segment on why it's needed to fix our economy, how many trials have been done around the world, and addressing the handout objection, including hosting the CEO of the company running the Magnolia UBI experiment. He made a good point that without UBI, we end up having to bail out people anyway, so why not do it before the crisis and make us resilient and maybe even avoid a recession? He also revealed a very exciting new UBI poll, though he did misquote it a bit. As it turns out, Navigator Research polled over 1,000 Americans in early April and found that 88% of them now favor universal direct cash payments to the people. 88%. That is damn near unanimous. I never expected it to get that high. And 76% were not just in favor, but strongly in favor. The split between Democrats and Republicans was also minuscule, with 91% of Dems in favor and 87% of Republicans. In fact, the base of both parties were in close agreement on a whole range of stimulus issues, such as bailing out small businesses via payroll, strong oversight of corporate bailouts, infrastructure investment, and so on. The divide among Dems and reps, at least outside of the legislature, is much smaller on these topics than people believe. The people are united on stimulus. The question then becomes, why are our legislators so divided? And why are half of them opposing the will of the people? With 88% of the people, including 87% of Republicans, supporting UBI, I don't think Republican legislators are wise to stand between the people and the money that they are due. They might not like the consequences. At least Democrats are getting the message and practicing self-preservation, or possibly even good governance. 9 of them have officially signed on to Ryan's basic income bill, some of whom are also sponsoring Tlaib's bill. They are Carolyn Maloney, Shelley Pingree, Albie Osiris, Alma Adams, AOC, Janice Schakowsky, Jesus Garcia, Benny Thompson, and James McGovern. Show them all some love on social media, gang, or even write or call them to let them know that they've made the right choice. Yang sat for an interview with Wolf Blitzer for 5 minutes on UBI. Nothing really new there, but it was good exposure. Anna Oman wrote an excellent article on why she wants UBI for Mother's Day. It is, unsurprisingly, mostly about how UBI would help mothers, but also branches out into an argument of how UBI helps all people doing uncompensated labor, how it would allow for a more humane economy, how wages have been falling behind the curve, and more. It's not anything new for us, but it's very well written and worth reading, and probably bookmarking as well. We are in for a treat. Emmett has announced that the next episode of Knee of the Curve will feature Scott Santons to discuss Yang, UBI, automation, and so on. If you're not familiar with Knee of the Curve, it's a highly amusing comedy tech show on YouTube. Definitely check it out. Finally, it's been announced that Monday's episode of Biden's podcast, The Real Deal, will feature Andrew Yang. So keep an eye out for that. It should be interesting. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Send your letters to Congress, bookmark the UBI poll and share it with everyone, thank our new sponsors, bookmark the Mother's Day article, visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action, call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives, help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 Podcast Thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.